I'd like to welcome you to the Austrian Circle. This is the program where we talk about the economics of freedom here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. So thank you so much for tuning into my show this morning. We have a very special guest on the show today. His name is Blooded the Brave, and he's out of Indiana. Blooded, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
So we here at WHUS have a culture of highlighting and bringing awareness to independent and more kind of underground artists. And hip-hop in particular has a very big culture here at the station. We have a lot of shows after 10 o'clock that play a lot of hip-hop. And so I was wondering if you could start the show by telling us a little bit about yourself and also what kind of drew you to this music in particular.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, my name is Blooded the Brave. I'm a hip-hop recording and performing artist. I've been doing this for about 10 years now, doing it probably even longer, you know, because it's kind of embedded in you if you love this lifestyle as I do. The last couple of years, you know, I've been able to put albums out on iTunes and Spotify. My message is really for everyone, but my music, you know, is if you have a problem with authority, I am your go-to guy. Hip hop in particular to me, when I was a little one, hit me as music like that, because some of the first lyrics I ever heard were broken glass everywhere. And it was a tale about, you know, a rundown neighborhood and someone raising awareness to a problem. And I was like drawn to that. Like, yeah, this isn't right. Cause you know, I was kind of raised like that to help others. Luckily, I'm an adopted child. Me am full-blooded Irish, which is the name Blooded the Brave. But I had two great parents who, you know, made sure I was grateful for everything I had. And what got me about hip hop was basically, you know, people speaking out against what was wrong in the world. And that's how I got into hip hop myself.
You know, it's very interesting. Hip hop to me has a focus on lyrics and spoken word communication. And I do talk radio. I love spoken word. I love the communication of ideas. What do you think about hip hop as a means of conveying ideas because it's so lyrically centered as opposed to some other musics that are not necessarily so focused on the lyrics?
It's very true. And that's probably another big reason why I was drawn to it. I grew up in a household. My older brother had a metal band and I loved music and I loved the energy of them, but I really was about trying to say something. And you know, you're going through your teenage years and no one really wants to hear you and you have something to say. And again, hip hop was there for me and all my friends. Cause we all are, you know, we moved together. We're even though we're miles apart, we still make moves together and we're all very hip hop driven. We were going to shows and just listening to people convey these ideas and message with the power of spoken word, like you said. And I don't take that lightly as an artist. I know the power my words hold. And I know I appreciate free thought and freedom and people expressing themselves in all type of music. But myself, my words hold a lot of weight. And I do take it pretty serious that people listen to what I have to say. And I'm grateful that they will listen to what I have to say. So I try to make the most of those opportunities.
So can you tell us a little bit about your name, Blooded the Brave? What does that mean to you, and what is the history behind that name?
Yeah, like I said, I'm full-blooded Irish. I'm adopted in Indianapolis, Indiana. My older brother and my older sister are adopted too. Three different parents, but we all have the same parents now. And my mom and dad, you know, raised me to celebrate my heritage, and they made sure I understood I was Irish, you know, and just where my roots are from. And I've always celebrated my Irish roots. And I used to battle rap back in like 99 to 2003. And I was competing in battle rap. So my name was Full Blooded. And when I first had a studio and was getting ready to start releasing some mixtapes, I got hit up with some paperwork because there was an artist named Full Blooded still out there, and so I had to change it up, and I kept what people knew me by. They all called me Blooded, and I just added on, you know, what my music, who it was for, and it was for the brave. That's who my music's for, and so I said Blooded the Brave, you know, that's it.
So we're going to play a little bit of your music later in the show, and but I really wanted to ask you about the content of your music. So we were talking about hip-hop as a medium of exchanging ideas, And what I talk about on this show is about peace and free markets and voluntary interactions and anti-statism, because the state is such a coercive and violent organization. And, you know, your music really speaks to that message. So where did you get your philosophy from? Like, where in your hip-hop background did that kind of come to you, that you wanted to convey the ideas of freedom to people? And what does it mean to you?
Well, I've always been kind of outspoken in my music and taking on the system or anything that was oppressing people. And it took a long time to get to where I'm at now and understanding the true message of peace and anarchism, which means no rulers allowed and not being ruled by a king, queen, or a president. And my music now is based on the fact that free men do not need permission to live or exist. And I've been down a long road of speaking out in my music. I mean, we were going on stage with Investigate 9/11 banners in, you know, 2007 and having people point at us and like, what are these guys talking about? And it was a risk. We didn't care what people thought because we knew we were just trying to have people open their minds and hearts. And that's what I always use my music to do. And so now people are more than ready to listen to the things I have to say, and that more, and that people were saying a long time ago. There's people, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s who were talking about some of the stuff, and people really didn't want to hear it. And now people are really starting to question the reality around them and what's really wrong in the world.
Now, why do you think that is? Do you think it's that it's just so blatant nowadays? I mean, it just seems so obvious that all of these economic travesties are happening all around the world. There's constant war. When they said that, you know, the Great War, the war, World War I was the war to end all wars, and yet we've had 100 years or so of warfare. I mean, one of your songs alludes to, if you are 13, you have only experienced a world at war, or at least the United States at war. And so why do you think that people are choosing now as a time to kind of wake up?
You nailed it. That hook on that song was really all about that. And I think people are starting to really there's a couple things. One is technology. We have the power to learn anything we want at our fingertips. Anyone from all around the world can connect. Information is power, and we have the ability to share information and empower each other. And so, you know, people do want to seek, and they want to, you know, evolve and take risks. That's in our nature. We've done it. And now we're doing it through technology. And it's pretty awesome to see what we can do. You know, people that never even had opportunities before have opportunities because of technology. And I'm not one to buy into the fear, doubt, and hype. I know that great things are coming, and that's why they force feed us all the terrible news that they show all the time.
Yeah. So, do you think it's a little bit of a desperation, like they're really at their wits' end, that this technology, the internet, has allowed such immense amounts of communication to occur that they're just throwing everything that they can to try and get people back into the pen?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I always tell people, they're like a wild animal in a corner. They are afraid. They are more afraid than we are. And you can tell how afraid they are by the level of control they use to keep us in our place. If you ever doubted how much power people had, just look at the amount of control used against us. It's insane amount of control used against us. And they do that because they're afraid.
I think that's absolutely correct. So you mentioned that it took you a long time to get to this place that you're at philosophically with your ideas. Do you ever think that you go back and look at the music that you made before and say, oh, I wish I could have changed that because my philosophy has evolved? Or do you think that you've just kind of built on where you were at and just become more mature in your thinking?
I think I've built, for sure, because even some of my – I never really gave – you know, I'm not here to tell people how to live their life. So – my music's always been about planting a seed and just, you know, letting people know how powerful they are. And now I was doing that, but I was really angry, which I still do get upset at the state. And it's kind of cool to see where my music's, you know, come from, because it's forever evolving. And I wouldn't be able to be here if I wouldn't have done what I did for the last, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, you mentioned getting angry too, and I used to get very angry too when I'd look at the newspaper and I'd see all this crazy stuff, and I understood it. I understood what the problems were. I knew what the solutions were. I knew that free markets worked better than statism. And now that I've kind of understood a little bit more, I realize that wisdom is not being surprised when you already know what the outcome's going to be. So the state expanding is going to lead to catastrophe. Like, that's going to be inevitable. And so that has really helped comfort me a little bit and not let me get so angry at what's happening in the world, I think.
That's awesome. That's so awesome, and that's good for you, because people will they'll move towards you if you have some light for them, because they do get sick of the dark. So I love to give people the light and bring them up. I'm here to build. I'm not here to break you down. I'm here to build.
That's another reason I do very much like your work. It's very positive. It's very empowering, and you try to bring people to the knowledge of the understanding of free markets and wonders of freedom, without being so negative about, the state's this horrible, abysmal, organization.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that, because it's not easy. And this new album, Peace, which I just released, it's very heavy. It's got a DMX vibe to it, which is one of my greatest influences. But I'm not beating people down. I'm going at the people that are oppressing people. And I have a couple good uplifting songs in there, and I always release, singles here and there and all types of different music. So it's good to switch it up, but people kind of like me when I'm in aggressive mode. They like me standing up for people, the Batman type of thing.
So, I've noticed in hip hop and rap over the years, there seems to be a pretty large aversion to the police and the government in general. They often talk about the police and even talk about sometimes taking up armed resistance to the police. And they rightly judge that the police are particularly attacking minorities and people in the welfare and kind of ghetto or the hood because of the terrible war on drugs and because the state knows that they're poor and they can't really fight back. And so a lot of these artists are very critical of government, even though their solutions aren't actually, all that correct. Many of them think that we need more government or more socialism, or only if we get the right people into government, it would be okay. But do you think there's a especially unique trend in hip hop itself that is kind of resistant to the state and its injustice and violence against people?
Yeah, for sure. I totally do. I know it's always been there, and like I said, that was part of what got me into hip hop, was the conscious message that I heard, from guys like KRS-One and even Public Enemy. And I mean, it's definitely alive more than it ever is now. And I myself, I have no backing, no major bankroll. My music is all on the is the people who promote and support my music make it happen. And I've been talking about this stuff for a long time. And there's a lot of people that are, just talking about it now, and do, like you said, they're angry, but their solution is not a solution at all when you keep turning back to the person who caused the problem. So I try and really get my music out there. I appreciate you for having me on the show, because I really care about people, and I don't want to see them do something stupid that they'll regret. It's not good at all to buy into a trap of divide and conquer or a revolution of hate or anything like that. That's not going to help. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I see a lot of them talk about how, it's the black people that are oppressed, or it's some minority group, or it's some people, but really it's everybody. The state goes so far as to regulate, what light bulbs you put in your house and like what toilets you have installed and, how your business is run and all sorts of things like that. I mean, that oppresses every single group in society, not just one particular group, although it does seem more visible and more blatant when you look at the ghetto and the drug war and all that stuff. And the
Yeah,
prison
for sure.
system is definitely, very inclined to invite black people and minorities into the prison structure.
Oh yeah, and the other thing that just kills any chance of us, getting past where we're at now is the war on drugs debate. I hear no community leaders when all these places are in war zones, Chicago, places in Indianapolis, kids killing each other. They never bring up the war on drugs. They never bring it up. The war on drugs is immoral. It's never going to work. It puts people who don't do drugs in danger. and they never bring it up because they think the state is going to provide some type of solution when they're the ones who are causing the problem. And I mean, we got a war on compassion. They have the state declared war on compassion when they arrest us for feeding homeless people. So, you know, they hate, the state hates love, and that's self-evident. And as if we just promote a message of love and empowerment, the state stands no chance.
Yeah. I mean, their solution is, you know, gun control. They look at the violence of the drug war and they see this aggregate number of people shot all the time. And they think that, you know, taking away the guns will help it. But really, it's the laws of the drug war. And we see this all the way going back to Prohibition with all the mobsters and their Tommy guns and all that stuff. I mean, violence just follows more violence. So when the state uses violence to keep a substance out of the market, then of course you're going to see an increase in violence because you had that initial violence of the state intervening in the first place.
You said it. You're right on it. Correct. And I applaud you for knowing that and speaking that to your audience. It's very refreshing to hear.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much. Again, Blood of the Brave, for coming on the show today. We're going to play a bit of your music now. We're going to play a song that you put forward about the police state and about the cops. And it's called Man Down. And it's your newest release. Is that right?
Yes, it's the new single off my new album, Peace. And we just released the music video about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's doing fantastic for an independent artist with no label or anything backing me. I managed to hit 55,000 video views on Facebook, and the YouTube video views are about, I just hit 5,000 today. So shout out to everybody supporting the new music video. I love you.
That's great. And so we are going to play that on the show for you today, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit about the message involved in that music video and the hip-hop and the wonderful lyrics that you have going that calls out the state for the organization that it is. So again, this is the Austrian Circle here at WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. I have with me Blood of the Brave, and we're going to take a time out to listen to his music right now.
Talk shop, I'm here to talk cops. Who crooked and corrupt, who need to be stopped, who aren't afraid to aim. Squeeze and release round after round until they put them in sheets. I said, any and everywhere, they're hidden, they're well aware of what they're doing, and no, they don't care. Everything's illegal, and nobody's free. We're all tapped to track, yeah. You and me, hardwired and tuned. They watch in the back room with the cameras on Zoom, laughing at me and you, yeah. Go ahead and think it ain't a police state for real, cause the cops got tanks, I got hounds to call out, around to the use, but that ain't a problem until the used on you. I said, one false move, you'll be up on the news in the morning and evening, footage of your family weeping.
Father, he has an 8-year-old son. He at least deserved to be told, put your hands where we can see them.
Man down. Yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. Man down. They put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed in your town. Man down. It ain't a game, it's a shame. It's why I don't play, cause they run the game. Man down. Yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. They say that's the way it is, but it's sick cause the kids deserve more than to live in the world like this. I'm pissed, I'm phased and in the rage, and hot from the flash and the bang grenades. I'm burning alive cause I'm burning inside. I'm a man on fire cause another man died. I'm appalled, let's just list them all. I'm sure I'll miss a few and a few will applaud. They punch kids, shot kids, tase pregnant ladies, taking babies and laying and put cuffs on the hands of veterans. They choked a peacemaker, he broke up a fight and then died a little later. They shot men in the back who went under attack and were caught on film, and they lied about the facts and protect each other. They're owning the throne, so don't be shocked at all when they're breaking your home.
Go.
Man down, yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. Man down, they put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed to your town. Man down, it ain't a game, it's a shame. That's why I don't play, cause they run the game. Man down, yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. It'll get real in a matter of minutes. Gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue. And just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue. And just think next time, it could have been you. It'll get real in a matter of minutes, gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue. And just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue. And just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue. And just think next time, it could have been you. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. Man down.
So that's a really incredible song that we just heard by Blood of the Brave. This is the Austrian Circle. We are chatting with him, and we're talking a little bit about hip-hop in general and the police state that he alluded to in the song that just played a moment ago. So, Blooded, can you talk a little bit about the song and what it means to you?
Yeah, for sure. It's a pretty, maybe one of the most important songs I've ever made, and you know, shout out to my friends for making sure I put it on the album, because there's a story behind how we made it. You know, when I was finishing up the album, one of my friends was, you know, making sure that I listed the acts of violence that the state commits. And it ended up where we just listed it out. And that's what I do in the song, the music video, is I show them exactly doing what they do. And I wanted to make sure everyone does know that, you know, anyone who investigates themselves, you can't say that they work for you, because you can't say that they work for you if you don't hold them accountable. And the state investigates themselves. They are not. I mean, they can do whatever they want. They're rogue. Their badge and their uniform, they believe, makes them a god and gives them the power to do what they want when they want. And it very well could be you. And this needs to stop, one, for the sake of the children in the future, because this is no way anyone should ever grow up in a society where people get ripped out of their car for not having the right, you know, photo ID, or the fact that you can get stopped and ask for your papers, please, anywhere they want. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And it's out of control. It's scary. The video is very gut-wrenching, but that was the point, because, I mean, if the evil of the world is never seen, people will act like it doesn't exist. So I just showed flat out what the evil of the world is really capable of, and that's tasing pregnant ladies, shooting kids, and beating people that are handcuffed, you know, besides the fact that they'll shoot people in the back in broad daylight, and it's bad.
Yeah, the police are an economic monopoly, and therefore are totally unaccountable to their customers, because, you know, if a customer doesn't like a service, they don't like a pizza restaurant, they just don't eat at that pizza restaurant anymore. And with the police, you have no choice but to continue to monetarily support this organization, and as a result, they tend to abuse and exploit. And this is just an economic incentive. It's not that, you know, all protection services are bad. It's that this organization has a peculiar thing called taxation, which forces you to pay for it against your will, possibly. And that is where the abuse comes into place. And I think you Correct. Make that really clear in your song there. You said that they rule by violence. That's very interesting. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, they rule by force. That's what government does. You are a subject to them when you're born. They give you a number, and they think they own you. And if you don't do what they say, they will make sure you do it by force. And the other part behind that is we fund it and they run it. So they take our money by force and use that money to buy tanks and weapons to keep us in place. So we fund our own tyranny. It's disgusting. It's bad. There are other ways around this. I am in no way saying that there shouldn't be police. because we should definitely have police forces that you hire and that you can fire if they punch an 8-year-old kid, because that's what happens if someone doesn't do their job at work. You're held accountable. But right now, they can't be held accountable because government sits down in their own rooms and investigates themselves and decides what they're going to do about it, you know, and that's not right. That's not how it works in a free world, in a free market, which we don't have. And that's what we need.
Yeah, there's a really funny meme going along online that says, I investigated myself and I found that I have done nothing wrong. And so you have to have third parties. You have to have other organizations that investigate to make sure that we have a legitimate and valid organization, because they reveal those kind of things to the customer. The customer then says, oh, I don't really like that service. I think, you know, punching 8-year-olds is not really a great thing. Not going to fund that anymore. And then that company loses money, where companies who actually provide the service of protection are going to gather the funds from people who are going to fly at them with money because there's such a great alternative to this organization that is completely lackluster and incompetent.
Correct. And you should have options and choices. And there is no option or choice right now. The only option we have is, to pray that they don't find a reason to put you in the ground. And that's sad. And I mean, let's say there, if a time traveler came here and just popped up in our society and saw what was happening, they would say this is wrong. We have accepted this because we've been conditioned since we're 5 years old and get into their system that this is, they're here to protect us and this is how it is. And it works. It's a magic trick that they've pulled off. But I guarantee you, if you bring someone who has nothing to do with this society in here right now and showed them, you know, for instance, my music video, which is the point, that there's something wrong. And if you accept, you got to be careful what you accept is okay or normal, because right now this is all being accepted as okay.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you mentioned that it could happen to anyone at any time. It's not just the criminals that people think that it is. It's not just if you do something bad, the government's going to get you. There's studies that say that people are breaking 3 felonies a day. And that means that the government can get you any time that you want. I mean, unbeknownst to you, you are breaking a law, because they have hundreds of thousands of laws on record that you could be breaking at any time.
Yep, correct. Yes. And the more laws they make, the less free you become, because it just gives them more of a reason to harass you, cage you, fine you, and break up your family. I mean, we got them shooting at, you know, people in minivans with their kids. You know, it's really as serious as saying if you don't comply, you might die. It's that sad. Because we're all in danger when we are living like this. It's getting bad. And I've seen it grow since, you know, 9/11. I knew this was going to happen. It was going to grow at this rate. And we have tanks in the streets, drones in the sky, and sound cannon weapons used on people who are peacefully assembling. And that's out of control.
Yep, it's all very unfortunate. But again, your music is very empowering. It's very positive. And so I am very hopeful and grateful to you for the music that you put out. And it was great having you on the show, Blooded. We're just about out of time. BloodedTheBrave.com. You can find you online at Facebook, all over the place. Your YouTube video is flying off the hilt with lots of views. So thank you so much again for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And big shout out to everyone out there supporting this show and who checks out my music. Thank you.
All right. Everyone, have a great week. Take care.